Most of us have a story to tell about who we are. It might include where we're from, where we grew up, who our parents are or were. But imagine if at the age of 37, everything you thought you knew about your background turned out not to be true.
That's the premise of Mary Louise Kelly's new thriller. Her heroine is Caroline Cashin, a quiet professor of French literature who enjoys spending time with her parents and brothers. Then one day, an MRI reveals she has a bullet lodged near the base of her skull. How did it get there?
She has no idea. Caroline's search to find out unearths a deep family secret in a tale of murder and vengeance and reveals aspects of her own character that she didn't even know existed. Mary Louise Kelly is a former NPR correspondent turned novelist. She'll be at the Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge tonight reading from her latest novel. It's her second. It's called The Bullet. And she's with us now. And welcome back to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Hey, Anthony. Good to be here.
It's really good. And lots of fun reading your book. So I want to ask you a little bit about Caroline Cashin, your heroine. We learn very early about this rather startling discovery, the bullet in the base of her neck. So how did it get there? This is revealed at the beginning, so we can lay that out a little bit.
So, yeah, exactly. Within the first 20 pages, Caroline Cashin discovers there's a bullet in her neck, discovers it came from a .38 special, that it's been in her neck for more than 30 years since she was a very small girl, which explains why she doesn't remember it having gotten in there, and that it got there during a horrific crime. Both of her parents were killed. She survived. The crime was never solved. And so the book starts to follow Caroline as she's unraveling, well, why did somebody want to shoot my family? Mm-hmm. Why was this never solved? And why is this bullet still of interest to a number of parties out there?
Really, really interesting. So we'll talk more about the novel in a moment. But tell us where this idea came from, because in fact, it's based on a true story that you stumbled across at one of your son's Little League games. I love this part of
exactly.
the story.
Exactly. On the sidelines of one of my son's Little League games, I was sitting there bored. These 8-year-old games go on for a long time. And happily, another mom plopped down next to me on the bleachers, heaved a dramatic sigh, and said, well, I've had a heck of a week. And I said, oh. And she held up her wrist and said, I have had wrist pain for ages, carpal tunnel, RSI. They can't figure out how to fix it. So she'd gone to get an MRI. Long story short, as she's leaving, the technician looks at her and says, oh, my God, how did you get that? And this woman said, what? And the technician points at her neck and says, the bullet. How did you get that bullet in there? And I'm staring at this woman on the baseball bleachers thinking, are you telling me you actually have a bullet in your neck and you didn't know it got there? Start questioning her. She swears she has no idea.
That's amazing.
I'm driving. I started driving home and thinking, is that even possible? Yeah. And if so, how would it get there?
Yeah. I'm imagining that when you hear this story, you're thinking, you couldn't make this stuff up.
No. You could. Well, I start asking her. I mean, I start with the premise we are in Washington, D.C. for this baseball game. And I'm saying, do you work for some other government agency that would explain how this might have gotten here? Have you had amnesia? Do you have a scar? Nothing. She's got nothing. So it left me a complete blank slate to then imagine 350 pages of a great story of how it could get in there.
Well, I want to ask you about this because you have a background, of course, as a reporter. And I'm just trying to imagine you hear this incredible story of this mysterious bullet, this real life story of a mysterious bullet in the back of someone's neck.
Right.
You spin out a novel from this, but you must have been tempted to pursue the real story.
Well, not for 2 years while I was writing it. I think I didn't want to know what happened in the real story because I was, I was hopeful for this poor woman's sake that it wasn't as harrowing as what I had come up with in this book. But I did end up circling back to her this spring when the book went to print and finally saying, did you ever figure it out? And it's just a great real-life mystery. She's been told by two doctors and has had a CAT scan and an MRI, and they both seem to show something that looks, between half an inch and an inch long and pointed at one end, and it's metal, and it's lodged up against her spinal cord, and she has no idea how it got there.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, so this is the fate that this is where the story begins with your heroine, Caroline Cashin. So tell us about her and what you can about where this this mystery leads her.
So Caroline Cashin is, as we mentioned in the intro, she is a professor, a scholar of 19th century French literature. She spends her days in the library. She is not your typical protagonist of a thriller. She is so anti-risk at the beginning of the book, she won't even drink a strong coffee. She's an herbal tea kind of girl. And as the book progresses, she, how to put it, she blossoms into quite a different personality. And that was a hoot to write, to follow her progression. I think it fascinated me so much because I could relate to that. I mean, I think many of us can relate to, you know, if you have nothing left to lose, if you are in your darkest hour, like, what might you do? What might you find yourself capable of? How well do any of us really know ourselves? And that was really fun to play around with.
I love this idea of this mysterious bullet in her neck as sort of this, I don't know, it seems to almost represent the sort of hidden mystery inside of her that she didn't even know was there. I mean, because she does sort of transform and become someone else in the course of trying to solve this mystery, right?
Yeah, well, she transforms, as I say, from a quiet homebody librarian to, without giving too much away, to...
Let's just say she picks up a gun at a certain point.
She picks up a gun at a certain point, and she learns how to use it at a certain point.
Now, speaking of that, what kind of work did... I mean, to what extent did you approach the writing of this work of fiction as a reporter?
Oh, completely. Because that, to me, is half the fun. I drive my editor crazy. You know, she'll change a sentence so that it flows better. And I say, she can't, you know, you can't write it that way because it's not technically accurate. And she'll say, well, it's fiction. you're making it all up. Why can't you turn left on the one-way street? And I'm saying, no. So I reported the heck out of this the same as I would have for an NPR story. I mean, starting with the whole premise, I, you know, started by interviewing doctors and physicians and reading through medical journals and saying, is it possible to get shot in the neck and A, survive, and B, leave it in there for 3 decades and not know it? And and I came up with all these, not all of these, but there are a few case studies of people who've had something quite similar to this happen. One old guy in Russia who just came up in a very reputable medical journal, had a bullet in his neck for 80 years. Hmm. And showed up when he came in because he'd had a heart attack.
Well, Mary Louise Kelly, it's a great read, a wonderful page turner. Thank you for coming in and talking about it.
My great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Mary Louise Kelly is a former NPR correspondent turned novelist. Her new book is The Bullet. She'll be reading from it tonight at the Harvard Bookstore in Cambridge. There's more information at radioboston.org. Mary Louise, thanks again.
Pleasure.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.